it just won't go away. And no, I'm not talking about the virus. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you're like us, then you follow all the hot young shows on TV right now. Really? 60 Minutes.
What?
Murder, She Wrote.
Is that on?
And of course, The Andy Griffith Show.
Dude, my parents used to watch all these.
I'll tell you.
What are you talking about?
That Ronnie Howard, he just gets younger and younger every episode.
I mean, I don't even think Alexis knows who you're referencing.
Never seen that.
You don't know Ronnie Howard?
No. Is this a black and white show?
Yes, it is.
Last week, he got into another jar of Aunt Bee's famous pickles. What a gas.
Oh, no. Ratings under the roof.
Did you travel back in time?
No, look. We all know there's only one show on network TV that has the credibility and upper echelon of morality that we need right now.
And that is?
What is it?
Talking about ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm on board.
I mean, I watch all the clips on YouTube the next day. Does that count as watching the show?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I am excited about Tyra as a host.
I mean, they featured all the most respected world-class celebrities in the world. I mean, they've had Kate Gosselin, Jerry Springer.
Yes.
And who could forget rapper Master P.
Yeah.
The foxtrot he pulled off in season 21. I mean, talk about a hero.
He is compared to Kate Gosselin.
Yeah. Well, the new season premiere of Dancing with the Stars just launched, and the biggest storyline by far is that it features Tiger King star Carol Baskin.
Yeah,
and she's terrible.
I watched it, so bad, you guys.
Oh, I haven't seen any
clips. Oh, my God. Yeah. If you just picture, like, your mom on Dancing with the Stars.
That's all you needed to say.
Well, if you don't know, Carol Baskin was featured in the Netflix documentary as the rival to Joe Exotic on Tiger King.
Yeah.
And she's become famous because she's suspected by many in the mysterious disappearance of her ex-husband years ago.
Yeah.
So her presence on the show, it's already really controversial. And some people are claiming that this is just a big ratings grabber.
Of course it is.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
She danced to Eye of the Tiger.
You don't think Carol would have made it on her own on that documentary?
No.
She is built to dance.
She said she's never danced in her life, Jeffrey.
Those hips don't lie.
They lie.
No, they
lie a lot. That's all Carol Baskin does is lie.
I watched her claw her way to victory the other night, Brooke, while sensually moving to Eye of the Tiger.
She got a score of an 11, Jeffrey.
I'm just saying, J-Lo, look out, okay?
Gross.
Because here comes Seba.
Gross.
Seabass, she's coming for you. Carol, I mean, you know, whatever. She's not a great dancer, but she looked like she had a good time on the first episode.
Okay.
One thing she probably didn't enjoy, though, is that the family of her presumably dead husband, Don Lewis, ran a TV ad in the middle of the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance.
Can you believe that? It was an intense commercial, too.
We have a clip from it here.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
I mean, it takes a, like, reality show aspect out of it, right? Yeah, like it makes it real.
But then they come back from commercial, and they're like, hit it! Eye of the Tiger!
I know.
She's just dancing.
Well, before we really get into it, let's just point out the obvious first. Why is the audio quality on that commercial so bad?
Because they spent all their money on buying the time. They didn't have any money for the production.
Apparently, they spent $6,500 on the commercial, but they couldn't get a $15 microphone to actually record it. Like, it sounds like it was recorded on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Not even a new one, like an iPhone 4. But apparently, the commercial worked because the family's attorney says he received hundreds of phone calls after it aired from people with information.
Like, legit information, though? Because, everybody wants a cut of the $100,000.
When this stuff happens, people come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I knew her. I'm like, did you?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I knew someone who knew her cousin.
Well, she said she did it.
Yeah.
So, just flat out told her.
They have leads at the very least, and so we'll see if anything comes out of it.
Sure, dude, what if she got arrested while in the middle of her dance on Dancing with the Stars?
That would be amazing.
ABC would eat it up. Are you kidding me?
She should dance to the Cops theme.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? That's a Fox TV show, so they wouldn't be able to get the rights to that, but they could figure out something. And, you know, even though Tiger King happened months ago, ever since it aired, there's been, like, a global pandemic. There's been worldwide civil unrest, the upcoming presidential election, and Tiger King still will not go away.
It is pretty amazing.
Dude, they just need to let him out of jail and have a dance-off with her for one
Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskin.
His outfit would be amazing. He'd have a real tiger dancing with him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this, guys.
It's like a really twisted, very white version of West Side Story somehow.
Or Thrillin'
where
Vanilla.
They dance to the death.
Yeah. Well, there's already been talk about a second season of the documentary Tiger King coming back to Netflix.
Oh, wow.
A little follow-up on that.
Mm. Like a whole season of
there's
it, though? I wouldn't
left.
Watch it.
It's just same thing, ratings
You
grab.
Say that yeah. now, but...
I mean, how much more of the story can we know when nothing's solved?
I'm sure they have lots of footage that they couldn't air on that first run-through of it.
Oh,
I mean, they have years of footage with
I
that
know,
guy.
That's cutting, true. Yeah,
and
that's
then true. Nicolas Cage is going to be starring in an exotic biopic that's in development at Amazon, and he's supposed to play Joe Exotic.
But seriously, that is the most perfect casting that's ever been cast.
Yeah, he might just be weird enough to pull it off.
I really smoked meth for this role. Yeah. I really smoked some film.
That's going to be his first TV role that he's taken on in decades, so we'll see how that goes. And then on top of that, you have Kate McKinnon from SNL.
Oh, I love her.
And she's slated to play Carol Baskin in a rival Tiger King series that's going to be on NBC.
What?
So good work, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Whenever something's like a mild hit, saturate the market with it. Throw all the D-listers you can at it.
Hey, don't say that about Kate McKinnon. I love her.
I do love her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pretty much every major network now is going to be running some sort of Tiger King spin-off thing. Like ABC is going to do Tiger King-ish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Black-ish. And
mixed dish, and then CBS is going to do CSI Tiger Unit.
Yeah.
Bravo is going to do the Real Tiger Wives of Tampa.
You're going to say,
I'd watch that one.
Masked Tiger King.
Yeah.
Where they just come out and sing with tiger masks
on.
Oh,
yeah. That's all we're going to see for the next few months. But text into 78592. Which spin-off Tiger King show are you most excited to watch?
It doesn't sound like there's anger in your voice at all,
no.
Jeffrey.
No.
All 10 of them. What are you?
I'm just going to watch Carol Baskin win it all on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Bold prediction.
Your $500 free money phone tap is coming up right after this.